Hello, I'm Chris Barrow with the BBC News. Russian military commanders have been strongly criticised over the deaths of dozens of soldiers in a Ukrainian rocket attack in the occupied Donbass region. The Ministry of Defence said in Moscow 63 servicemen were killed in the strike on Makiivka, but some Russian military bloggers said this number was much higher. Steve Rosenberg is in Moscow.
This attack on the Makiivka barracks was one of the deadliest attacks on Russian soldiers since the start of the Ukraine war. The fact that the Russians are admitting quite quickly that 63 were killed, I mean, this is very rare, suggests that this attack on the barracks was so deadly that they couldn't really stay silent.
Sergei Mironov, a former chairman of the Russian Senate, said it was obvious neither intelligence nor air defence had worked properly. President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia is planning a protracted campaign of attacks with Iranian-made explosive drones aimed at exhausting Ukraine. In his nightly video address, he said more than 80 attack drones had been shot down since the start of the year.
We have information that Russia is planning a protracted attack using Shahed drones. It's probably banking on exhaustion, exhausting our people, our anti-aircraft defences, our energy. But we act and do everything so that the terrorists fail in their aim, as all their others have failed.
Russia has been using the Iranian drones along with missiles to target Ukraine's energy infrastructure, leaving millions of people without electricity in the midst of winter. The Irish Prime Minister Leo Varadkar has said mistakes were made on all sides in the way Britain's exit from the European Union was handled. Mr. Varadkar, who returned to power last month, said there was room for changes to be made. Here's our Ireland correspondent, Emma Vardy.
Post-Brexit trading arrangements have been at the heart of a political crisis, which has seen Northern Ireland without a fully functioning government since February. The rules, known as the Protocol, created a trading border within the UK, which has made it more difficult to get goods to Northern Ireland from Great Britain. The Democratic Unionist Party have said they won't go back into power sharing while they believe the arrangements undermine Northern Ireland's place within the UK. Mr. Varadkar has been unpopular with some unionists who see him as instrumental in the creation of the protocol.
In the Brazilian coastal city of Santos, where the footballing great Pelé scored many goals playing for the local team, a steady stream of mourners has been flowing past his coffin at the Vila Belmiro Stadium. The FIFA president, Gianni Infantino, was among the first to pay his respects. He said all 211 national federations would be asked to name a stadium in honour of Pelé and observe a minute's silence. This is the World News from the BBC. The French Film Academy says anyone being investigated for allegations of sexual misconduct will be barred from its annual award ceremony next month. The César Academy said it's acting out of respect for actual or presumed victims. It's still deciding whether to apply the ban to all future nominations and award ceremonies. President Biden has said the United States is not discussing joint nuclear exercises with South Korea, directly contradicting his South Korean counterpart. President Yoon Suk-yeol had said Seoul and Washington were talking about possible joint exercises using U.S. nuclear assets in response to rising tension with North Korea. The Vatican says at least 65,000 people have filed past the body of the Pope Emeritus, Benedict XVI, on the first day of his lying in state at St. Peter's Basilica in Rome. Among the mourners was Father Callistus Kahale Kabindama from Zambia.
It's a moment of renewal, I'd say so, and a touching moment because he was a great pope. He was a marvelous pope. At least he was able to explain about the scriptural matters of faith and also the traditional teaching of the church. So at least we remember him for that.
The former pontiff, who died on Saturday at the age of 95, will be buried in the crypt on Thursday after Pope Francis presides over his funeral in St. Peter's Square. Healthcare staff in Greece who haven't been vaccinated against COVID and who can't prove they've had the disease have been allowed to return to work after a 16-month suspension. The top administrative court in Greece ruled it was unconstitutional to try to force health workers to get vaccinated. But any unvaccinated staff will have to take 2 COVID tests a week at their own expense and wear high-protection masks. They'll also not be allowed to work in wards with patients deemed particularly vulnerable to the illness. BBC News.